girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast is all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So, girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. What's up, girl? I'm so excited that you're here for today's pep talk episode because I want to talk about something that's so important. And I think it's really relevant to this time of year because, you know, the end of the year, it feels like there's a little bit of this like reflective tone in the air. And before we move into a new year where you might be thinking about your vision or your goals or how you want next year to go for you, I want to ask you some questions today. And I really want to help you think about your next year with the end of your life in mind. And while that sounds really heavy and some of you are like, no, I want to turn off the podcast because I wanted a high vibe, like fresh, you know, fun podcast to kick off the week. Okay, well, this is going to be a fresh, fun podcast for you. But I really want to talk about this topic because I think it's going to be really helpful for you. So we're going to dive into that. But before we do, I want to let you know of something really fun and totally free that I'm doing to kick off the new year with you in a very high vibe, fun way, which is a totally free webinar. I'm calling it Your Best Year Yet webinar that's kicking off on January 1st, and it's going to be live, recorded via Zoom. Of course, it's actually recorded if you can't make it live, but live is so much more fun. And my intention with this is to help you create your best year ever for 2024. Because full transparency, as we're moving into this new year, I've been really thinking about and crafting this vision for what I want 2024 to not just look like, but feel like in my personal life and my health goals and my marriage and how I'm showing up as a mom and in my business. And the questions that I'm asking myself and the way that I'm crafting this, I feel is very different than years prior. And I want to share it with you because I think it's going to be super helpful. And I'm calling it Your Best Year Ever webinar because I'm not super like crafty with names, because honestly, that's what I want for you. Is I want for this time next year, you to look back at 2024 and say, holy shit, that was my best year ever. That felt so aligned and so impactful and so fun and so fulfilling for you. So if you want to join this free webinar, it's going to be live on January 1st to really kick off the new year with a bang at 5 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Mountain, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. I just covered all of the U.S. time zones. If you're outside of the U.S., you pick your own time zone, you figure out what that is. But for all of the details, all you need to do is text BEST YEAR to 512-548-2728. Again, text BEST YEAR to 512-548-2728. If you're outside of the US and you can't text that in, just DM me on Instagram at Keisha Get Married, which I hope that we're connected over on Instagram. I love Instagram and like getting to chat with you over there. And also I love stories and just sharing content that could hopefully be helpful for you. Anyways, DM BEST YEAR to me on Instagram at Keisha Get Married if you can't text it in. All right. That is how you're going to get all the juice on that webinar that again is totally free. But let's dive into today's topic. So let me set the stage here. I just got back. My husband, Sina, and I, and our 5-week-old Brody and our dog, Lizzie, road tripped 10 hours to New Mexico this past weekend to visit my grandparents. And it was so fun because my mom and my stepdad flew in from Seattle. So it was a fun weekend where we had 4 generations under one roof. You know, watching my grandparents get to meet Brody, their first ever great grandson, was so special. And you know, if you ever have those moments where while you're in them, you're just thinking, this is going to be something I'm going to remember for the rest of my life. I had so many of those moments, and I'm so grateful, also very grateful that Brody, our 5-week-old, crushed it in the car because that was our first time road tripping. I was like, I have no idea how the hell this is going to go. And it went amazing. I think newborns, I have no experience with toddlers, but I feel like newborns might be easier than toddlers because they sleep all the time. But anyway, I digress. Point is, we were spending time with people that are almost in their 90s. And I think you get a lot of perspective when you're with people that are closer to the end of their life than the beginning of their life. And my husband, Sina, and I were talking about that on one of the walks that we did in the morning where, you know, my grandpa isn't in the best of health right now. My grandma's doing great, but my grandpa's not quite in the best of health. And hopefully he's got many more years left. But, you know, we even had a couple conversations with him about end of life and what that looks like. And again, that sounds super heavy, but I want to explain this to you in a powerful way. that, you know, as Sina and I were on this walk and we were talking about his health and we were talking about his life, I was like, gosh, you know what's so cool? For him to get to being almost 90 years old and know that he had a life well lived. And by my criteria and my husband Sina's criteria, he had an incredible life that was super successful. And again, everybody is going to define success differently. But the first thing that I mentioned when I said that he had a successful life is I talked about his marriage to my grandma. They've been married for over 60 plus years. They're so obsessed with each other. They have this incredible marriage that I just admire so much. Literally at our wedding, which was about a year and a half ago, my grandparents were dancing up a storm. Like everyone was turning around, like staring at them at our wedding because they're just so freaking cute. They just like dance and they just love each other and they're kind of flirty. It's just like, oh gosh, it's such goals. And I was saying, wow, he can look back at his life and say, I've had such a successful marriage. To me, that's how I'm measuring success in one capacity, right? Like I'm looking forward to having hopefully 60 plus years married to Sina, my husband, right? And that to me is a criteria that I measure as success of a life well lived. And then I went on to tell Sina, and he had such an impactful career. My grandpa was a teacher, and then he went on to do a lot of philanthropic work. He worked with Habitat for Humanity and other different organizations, and he was always really in this teacher role, and he really impacted the next generation and even the generation after that with the work that he did in this world. And I was like, gosh, he had such an impactful career where he got to be this fully expressed version of himself. Like he loved being a teacher. Like he loved what he did for work. And then I started talking about his friendships and the kids that he raised. And I was talking about all of these different aspects of his life that I was like, gosh, he is going to feel like he had a full, rich, successful life. Like how incredible is that to get to the end of your TBD amount of days here and be able to feel like you had a life well lived. And of course, I hope that he's got years more to come. But the truth of the matter is all of us are going to have an end of time here on this planet. And I think when we look at the fragility of life in a beautiful way, and we want to make our days count, but also we want to think about our vision and how we're crafting our life with the end in mind, it can be so powerful. So when you think about a life well lived, I want you to define what your criteria is. Because what you think a life well lived might not be any of the things that I just mentioned, right? You might never want to be married. You might never want to have kids. You might not want to have a career that's making an impact in a certain way. You might not care about philanthropic work or whatever it is that you want for your life. You might not have the same success criteria that I just listed off that I pointed out in my grandpa's life saying, dang, he crushed it. But what does that look like for you, right? At your funeral, how would you want to be remembered? Like if you could craft the speeches of your closest family members, your closest friends, your significant other, or your coworkers, your community, what would those people say about you and the type of life that you lived, right? Like what type of impact would you want them to say that you made on them? Like what would you want them to describe your characteristics as? Because remember, when we get to the end of our life, nobody's going to talk about how clean our house was, although often we spend time freaking out about how clean our house was, right? Nobody's going to talk about if you crush off every single item on your to-do list every day. They're going to talk about the impact that you made on them. So when you're thinking about your vision for 2024 or any year or just your life in general, what if you started to think about at the end what you wanted people to say about you? Because obviously, I'm a huge proponent that how you feel about yourself when you're by yourself is the biggest success because you're the only person you're going to spend every single second with of every single day. But when you think about how you show up and how you spend your time, your TBD amount of time here, how do you want to spend that time? What type of person do you want to be? Right? Like if you are in a job that is sucking your soul or you're living in a city that you really freaking hate or you're in a relationship that you're like, this is not my person. Like, and you're not getting to show up as a full vibrant version of you. People are going to remember that you weren't a fully expressed version of you. So maybe thinking about the end of your life can help you make a decision now that in 2024, there's certain things you're not going to tolerate anymore, or there's certain changes that you know you need to make. Or maybe right now you've got this idea brewing of this thing that you want to do. I've been talking to a lot of you that are interested in launching podcasts, and you've got these important messages and missions that you want to impact the world with. Like if that's brewing in you, Like, let's get that out into the world in 2024, because it's not just about you. It's about everybody else that's going to benefit as a byproduct. And if you want people to say a certain thing about you, of how you showed up to your one shot on this planet at the end of your life, let's start making decisions now that are going to have people saying that later. And again, you can't control other people's opinions of you. So I don't want this to be about how other people think about you being your criteria for success, but are you making the moves in your life now? Are you making the decisions? Are you setting the boundaries? Are you calling your shot on the things? Are you doing what you need to do so that at the end of your TBD amount of days here, you can say, holy crap, that was successful. If you know right now your marriage is really struggling, why aren't you prioritizing talking to a marriage counselor? If you know right now you're like, I'm not proud of how I'm showing up for my health, my mental health, my emotional health, or my physical health, let's make 2024 the year that we decide we're not going to tolerate the habits and the behaviors that we had moving or like previously, and moving forward, we're going to freaking crush it and prioritize it. Because at the end of our life, we want people to say that she was so healthy and vibrant. She had so much energy. She was so excited. She was a passionate person, right? She cared about the impact that she made. Maybe you want to be known as the best freaking mom. Like, you poured everything into your kids and that really matters to you, right? Or maybe you like changed an industry, or maybe you wrote a book that was super impactful. Like, what is it that at the end of your life you want to be known for? What would a life well lived be for you? Because when we think about that end perspective, I think it helps us keep what really matters to us rooted in us, and helps us realize that there are a lot of different micro decisions that we can make, or choices that we can make in terms of goals that we have for 2024, for example, that can get us going down the right path. And along the way, we get to celebrate those tiny little wins, but we also always have rooted in us, what is success? What is a life well lived? Because to me, I know that I would love so much if our kids, so our son Brody and the hopefully number two kid that we'll have one day, right? That they say about us, my husband and I, like, they had a marriage that we aspired to be like, because they loved each other and they were fully expressed versions of themselves. And I love the way that my mom showed up to help women in this world. And she really cared about the impact that she made. And I love that she was this fully expressed version of herself that was goofy and weird, and she didn't take herself too seriously. And I would love if women in this community were like, she made an impact on me because of how she showed up to her life. It inspired me to think about what I could do in my life. I'm very clear about what I want people to say at the end. Again, I can't control what other people think about me, but I can control the choices that make it more likely that people will have that perception, because that matters, right? So I hope that this sits with you at whatever time of the week or day that you're listening to this episode, and you just take a second to ask yourself, what would a life well lived be? And am I making choices now that are getting me closer to that vision, whenever that does come, hopefully in 100+ years, we're banking on science and we all live till we're like 200, whatever, right? But truly, we don't know how much time we have. So let's be the type of people that we also would be proud of, right? That we would love to have other people say these characteristics about us, because we're living our life about those characteristics now. So I love you. I hope this episode was helpful for you. I hope I get to see you on our Best Year Ever webinar. Again, text Best Year to 512-548-2728 to join me on January 1st on live Zoom. And again, if you can't join the text list because you're not in the US, then just DM me Best Year on Instagram at Keisha Gantmarie. Love you, and I'll talk to you soon, girl. Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now, or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.